Hello to all my Chavarim, Yishur, Torah, Smoshon around the world. We are continuing on our Shiur Mishnayos. Today, we're doing the last two Mishnayos in Maseches Chagiga and in Seder Moed. Starting with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zion, which in the Gemara is on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. And the mission begins. Someone who opens, starts off a new barrel. Rashi and Rav explain. A chaver who opened a barrel to sell wine in Yerushalayim for the regel. And Rashi says, then everybody who was coming to purchase was touching it. And they both together, Rashi Rav says, and included in that were Amei Haratzim who touched it. For Hamaskel, the Mishnah continues, Hamaskel b'sasol gavar regel. Or someone who started a new dough, as the Torah Israel says, he started to sell some of his dough on Regel, that people were touching it, the Amoraitim were touching it then. So Behuda Omer Yigmar, Behuda says, as Rashi explains, that he can continue to sell his wine and his dough. The reason Rashi brings is from the Maseches Beah, Daf Yodal from a base. Gimel Dvarim, he tears himself from Mishum Tchilas. And there are three things that they allowed you to complete because they wanted you to start. And this is similar to that, that they wanted you to sell your wine and your dough on for the people that need it for the regal. So they told you, start it and we'll let you finish it even after the regal. And as Rashi and Rav explained together, that if you tell them not to he won't be able to finish it after the regal. He won't even want to start. And then people won't have food that they need for the other regalim. And the Chachamim Rem lo yigmer. Chacham says, no, too bad, you can't finish it. Rash and Rav say, after the regal, you can't complete it. They even know that during the regal, we treat the Amoraitim as tahar. Not that they have a complete tahara. It's only during the time of the regal that everyone is considered as chaverim. But after the regal, anything they touch is tamei the mafreya. As we see in the Mishnah, coming up, it's going to say, la'achar regal matbilin klei azara. After the regal, they were tayvel, the caleb in the azara, because the amiratim touched it during the regal. And the Rav adds, halacha, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, so halacha is, like the Chacham, they can't finish selling this food that was touched after the regal. See, Achizik says, the Mishnah brought two examples here, Chavis and Esau. And why do you have both? And he explains it based on the Gemara in Yerushalmi, Chav Alma Beis, to teach you that what's in the Chavis, it has to be full with something which is similar to an Esau, something that is necessary for people. And otherwise, Rabbi Yehuda would say, would not allow the Chavar to sell what's left over. And therefore, Rashi explains, Chavis Shel Yayin, the barrel was of wine, excuse me, and not oil, because wine is something which is necessary, not oil. And Rabbi Yehuda would not be matir them to sell the shemen that was left over after the regal. Bishavar regal hayimavir maltaris azara. This is what we just alluded to, that after the regal was over, they would go and take care of the tyra in the azara. This lashon Rashi and Rav explain ma'virin means they would move the kalim from their normal places to be tayvel them and to matar the azara from the tumah of the amaratzim who had touched these kalim on the regal. And Rashi adds, even though that the pasuk considered them chaverim on the regal, it's not because they're really tar. So therefore, after the regal, what they touched is tamei mafreyim. Miri says, the lashon of ma'virin is the lashon of hachraz, what an announcement, like it says in Shmos, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Vav, Vayarviru kol b'machna. They pass the word around in the machna. The second shot, they would postpone doing other things. They would be ma'vir, postpone doing other things, so they'd have enough time to clean up the azara. And the third shot, that they would give priority to the cleanliness of the azara on other things. Doesn't mention this, but I think it's also similar to the pasuk in Shmuel, Vayavar Zakushi, he went past, he was running, and he overtook the Kushi. So here too, this idea, Nikayan, of the azara overtakes anything else. That's the adifus. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Over her regal biyom hashishi lo yamavirim nekavah shabbos. But if the Yantif was over, and Motzei, the next day of Yantif was Friday, then they didn't do the cleaning right away because of covered Shabbos. They would wait till Sunday. Rashanav explained, the Kainim were needed to take care of the Tzarki Shabbos in their own houses, so they didn't have time to clean the Ezar, which kind of blew my mind reading this, because if there's telling people, the Kohanim are saying, it's more important for me to be home helping my wife to get the house ready for Shabbos than to be in the Beis Mikdash to clean it up from any possible tumah. So, kind of gives us an idea of how important it is to help out in our house. That's just a personal note for myself. Okay, Turi Evans says, normally, anyone who touched anything that the Amoritz touched during the regal is tamin the mafreya after the regal, but the chaman recognized that they would need to use the clay hazara right after the regal, but still the kohanim were too busy and they didn't have a chance even to tie them right away, and therefore the chaman stretched out the dichoy of the tuma of the amarites. They said, well, we're not going to make a tuma yet for the clay of mikdash until there's a time for the kohanim to even tie them after Shabbos. Even on, if it was Thursday, the day after Yantif, there wouldn't be enough time for the Kohanim to get the Azar Tahar the way they needed it. Rashanav says, if the regal just is over till by Thursday, they wouldn't be matwal till after Shabbos. So the Rav adds, because there's no Kohanim not available on the Motzei Yantif to be Taival Kalim, because they're very busy getting rid of the ashes that were on the Tapuach in the middle of the Mizbeach. They accumulated all the days of the regal, all the ashes of the Maracha. And Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Thursday is not an issue. The issue is only on Friday. Okay, now we go to the last Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga and in Seder Mayit, Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, which is the Gemara in Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. Ketz Ma'avir Maltaris Azara. How did they actually do this to get the Azara Tahar? Matbilin Sakelim Shahi Mikdash. They would be bringing them into Tefillah, the Kelim in the Mikvash. And then they would say, before we get to what they would say, what Rashi and Rav says. Who would they say to? Rashi says to the Kohanim, and they both him and the Rav say to the Amoraitim on the regal. They would tell them. And Taisus Yantif says, even though the Rav doesn't say, it just says Amoraitim, doesn't say Kohanim, he means the Kohanim are the ones that Kohanim and Aratzim were the ones that they were addressing, because they were the ones who were walking in the Heichal to Yimishtachpe, because Yisrael weren't allowed to go into the Heichal, only allowed to go into the Esses Kohanim whenever they needed for their particular needs, as it says in first Perek of Kalim Mishnah Ches. I checked there, the three things that Yisrael might need to be in the Esses Kohanim is for Smicha, Shechita, and Tnufa. But otherwise, they would not be in the Esrus Kohanim. And similarly, Rashi and Tosfos explain. Now, the Boaz says, why don't we ask? A person is not allowed to go into the Zara until he has to go to be Taival, as it says in Yuma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. And that should be enough to make the Amoraitim have a Chaskas Taira, as it says in Tyrus, beginning of Perek Yud. The answer is, because the Chomer of the Mikdash were Chayish, maybe they would tell me mace. Then they needed Hazar, Gimel, and Zion. So the tefillah would not be enough. So, and he says, if you're going to ask still, at any event, why would they be going in there? It would be called a Bia Rekanis. They're not going for an Avoda. They're just walking in there to daven. Okay, and that, if you go walking in without a purpose of doing the Avoda, Yechayv Malkus, as it says in Menachos Daf Chav Zion in the base. The answer is, still, after all the avodas of the Tzibur on that day was done, then they were allowed to go into Mishtachva. The Kohanim were allowed to go in, even though they weren't doing an avoda. And he brings that from Talmud Perikei Mishnah Vav. So what did they tell these Kohanim Amayaratzim? His harush lo tigu b'shulchan. Be careful not to touch the shulchan. Rosh Rav says because you can't be matfilim. You can't be matfil the shulchan after the regel because it's not possible to move it from its place, as it says in Shmos Perik Chaf Hei, Pasuk Lamed Lechem Panim Lefanei Tamid. It has to be the Tamid always there. Now the Seich Yitzchak says they were matful the shulchan was tame. That's only by a tumah di araisa, not by a tumah di rabbanim like this. For that, the pasuk would say, "Don't move it." Okay, so they would say, "Don't touch the shulchan." It's a tamu. If you do touch the shulchan, you're going to cause tumah. Tver Israel says we don't include the menorah in this warning, as it says in the Gemara, because they could take the menorah out to be tovelet, because the tamid that it says by the menorah, that is only that it should burn all night. And according to the Rambam Paragimlin from Tamid, he learns that the menorah was lit even in the day. That's what he learns. Still, it doesn't have to be burning the whole day, so they'd be able to take it out and be put in the mikvah. Even though the Nermar Ravi, everyone holds that it has to be burning all day, that was a Maisa Nes, because it had the same amount of Shemen as the rest of the Neiros, but still it would be lasting all day, as it says in the end of Perek Gimel of Tamid. And since it wasn't a mitzvah, it's just that it's usher to extinguish it so that to be mefaras l'neis, therefore they would be able to take the Nermar of the menorah out and put it in a different place until they were matfil the menorah. And even according to the Man Yama, that the Neiros were kavun in the menorah, as it says in Menachos Daf Pei Chesma Beis, and that's the way we actually paskim, that they weren't removable pieces. Still, when the menorah became tameh, he says mistama, the neis did not have effect then, it wasn't burning when it was tameh, so there was no problem of taking it out, of putting extinguishing any fire, because fire would not be lit at that point. Okay, mission continues. Kol kelim shehoyu b'mikdash. All the kelim that were in the mikdash, the Eretz Yisrael says, even the shulchan, because it's possible that it should become tamei. But the Meiri argues and says, no, there was only one shulchan. So, mission says, all kelim that were in the mikdash, maybe the shulchan as well or not, depending on the machlokas. Yesh lem shnayim u'shniyim, they shnayim u'shlishim. There were second and thirds of each of these kelim. Shem nitmu rishonim yaviyu shniyim tachdeim. Because if the first ones became tamei, they would use the backup ones. Miri says until the first ones would become tahar. Okay, kol hakelim shayim b'mikdash. All the kelim in the mikdash, as Tver Israel says, when they became vadei tamei, te'un and tefillin had to be put in the mikvah. Rashanav says because of the tumas haregel. And Meiri says anytime also during the year if they became tamei, except chutz mi mizbeach hazav mizbeach nachosh mi shehem kikarka divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The only things that would not need tefillah was mizbeach hazav in the hechel and mizbeach nachosh outside in the azara, because they like karka. Rashanav says mizbeach nachosh, the Torah called it mizbeach adama, so it's like the ground. And the shulchan we mentioned, they didn't touch it. And the Rav adds Mizbeach Hazav inside the Hegel, because it says in Bamidbar, Perek Gimel Pasuk Lamed Aleph, HaMenorah V'HaMizbechos. It was a hekesh from one Mizbeach to the other, just like the one in the Azores called Adama. It doesn't become Tameh, so similarly, the one in the Hegel would be treated as the same. Tais Yantar says that the Rav mentioned Mizbeach Nechosh, the Torah called it Mizbeach Adama, that comes from the Gemara. And it's telling you the Mizbeach that they put on at the Olos and the Shlamim, as it says in Shmos Perichav Pasuk Chav, V'zavach Da'alav Es Elasech V'Shlamecha. And as a question, he has a question there. Why do you need the Pasuk? The Mizbeach and the Choshes, this one is Mizbeach in the Azara. It was only made of stones and with the cement, and it was tar and lead, as it says, as the Rav mentions at the beginning of Perek Gimel of Midos, and on the back, any other wall of stones, that we don't find it becomes tamei only through negayim, but not by people touching it. So he says, must be that if it was mizbeach nechoshes, like in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was actually nechoshes. Or possibly even in the future, they might be remade as nechoshes. Then it would be that it would need tefillah. But since it says mizbeach adama, it won't. Okay? Otherwise, it would be tamei because of the plating that it had on it. The last piece of this last Mishnah is about what the Chacham Shita is. We just mentioned Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We just mentioned the main Shita, except for the Mizbeach HaZav and Mizbeach HaChoshes, because they're Karka. And the Chacham, I'm going to give a different reason, but I'm going to hold off on that last little piece in the last Mishnah in Mayed, and add it into my Siyam, Mirz Hashem. So this will be the end of this shiur. Questions, comments, complaints, you could reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.